God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. I don't know what you're going to have for breakfast this morning, but breakfast sure is a lot more appealing and attractive now than it was an hour ago. An hour ago, it was raw eggs, raw bacon, whatever, dough, and now it's a hot breakfast, if you're into that. Or it could be worse. Maybe you're eating cereal, but you can only imagine what that would have looked like before it hit the factory. Time. Think about your spouse. Think about your spouse in sixth grade and now. The difference is timing. Sixth grader that would have been repulsive to you as a kid is now your beloved. What's the difference? The difference is timing. You think about a concert and all the cacophony, the wild sound that comes when the instruments are warming up, and the difference between that and the symphony when the sounds are orchestrated together. It's a matter of timing. You know, you're either fretting or faithing today, but you're probably not going to do both at the same time. Psalm 37 says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity." It's so easy to look around us and fret about people that are doing wrong, or even to envy them, because in the short run, it seems like that's winning out. And yet the Bible says we're to trust, we're to delight, we're to commit, we're to rest, we're to wait in and on the Lord. Don't fret. Have faith. There are different complexions to this faith, delighting in God. How would I give my life and commitment to a God that I do not delight in? So those things are all important. The Bible says, wait upon the Lord. We find that several times in this psalm. So two things to remember. Number one, timing is everything. It's the difference between good and bad, so much of the time. Timing is everything. There are many time designations in this psalm. Words like soon, or phrases like their day is coming. Words like evermore and forever and in time. So timing is everything. Number two, God is the only one who understands it. That is, we are notoriously poor judges of time. If you ask someone about something and they say, well, that was a long time ago. What does that mean? If a 5-year-old says that was a long time ago, that's a totally different thing than if a 50-year-old claims something to have happened a long time ago. You know, when you're 5, everything seems longer than it actually is. When you're 95, everything seems shorter than it actually is. I actually came to the conclusion recently that I had the best perspective of time when I was 35 years old. Before that, things seemed long, and after that, things seemed so short. I remember my daughter once saying when she was just a kid, "Dad, why does the Bible say life is so short when it seems so long?" Well, the reason for that is because God's the only one who understands time. So the bottom line today is patience is the difference between fret and faith. Take a step. God won't fail you. Verse 25 says, "I have been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread." God will not fail you. And faith oftentimes looks an awful lot like patience.